Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. For the last few election cycles, we've seen presidential candidates who are multilingual break into Spanish during the course of candidates' debates or in their commercials speak Spanish as a way to try and connect with voters who might be multilingual or even Spanish-only speakers. Sometimes that's praised as showing important consideration, trying to reach members of the community who wouldn't necessarily have English as their first language or be English fluent at all. But others see it as what they call hispandering, that somehow it invokes demeaning attitudes towards people who are not native English speakers. This most recently came up during the first night of the Democratic candidates' debates last week, last Wednesday night, when Beto O'Rourke responded to a moderator question in English and then switched Spanish.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now we know that it isn't. And it's going to take all of us coming together to make sure that it does. Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, that at last Wednesday's Democratic candidates debate. During the first round that same night, U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey responded to a question about the first thing he would do if elected president.
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este. On day one, I will make sure that, number one, we end the ICE policies.
So I'd like to hear from you if you're a bilingual listener to Air Talk, you speak Spanish as well as English, and or you have members of your family who might be Spanish speakers only. What do you think of the candidates using Spanish as a way of trying to connect with Latino voters who might only speak Spanish or might be multilingual? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. There's obviously a generational difference here as well, where younger Latinos likely to be English first speakers or at least learning English very early on. Perhaps older Latinos immigrated to the United States and Spanish would still be the dominant language, perhaps. So there'd be differences there. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page. What do you think of candidates doing this? With me from the California Civic Engagement Project, director and founder of the project, Mindy Romero, political sociologist at USC. Thank you so much, Mindy, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So Latinos are a highly diverse group, as opposed to a block of voters. What's your sense of the mix of responses to candidates speaking Spanish?
Sure. Well, I do think it has been a mix. And certainly, as you said, with some Latinos feeling like it's hispandering or pandering. You know, I think overall, though, I think if you you have to really keep in mind that this is also being broadcast on Telemundo, right? And it was being broadcast to many Latinos that are preferring, at least in terms of their media, to see Spanish language spoken. So I think the candidates were directly appealing to them, to other Latinos as well. There, of course, this is a political strategy in terms of not only just Latinos, period, and recognizing that they're a very huge, important potential voting bloc in the United States, but also we've got the primaries coming up now, early primary here in California on Super Tuesday, and California being almost 30% of the Latino voters, eligible voters in the United States. So that's a critical component of all of this. But I think for many Latino leaders, certainly, we've also heard a lot of positive responses, recognizing that even though it wasn't done perfectly and that matters, still the attempt to engage and the attempt to engage in a way that seems at least sincere, if not perfect, is progress. Latinos get very little outreach and education and or mobilization in any given election, even registered Latino voters. And so to see Spanish at this level is pretty significant. Right? Move forward.
I would think I would like it. I obviously can't put myself in the position of someone who's come from another country and is a Spanish dominant or Spanish only speaker. But it would seem to me that someone would, you know, even if it's not their first language, even if they're not perfect in their word usage or phrasing or pronunciation, the fact that they're attempting to speak to me directly, I would think that would be to their credit, and I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's often the sentiment. Like you said, how it's done matters. The context really matters. I mean, there is a terrible history of political and social marginalization, right, of Latinos in not only in the United States, but in California. And so Latinos are very aware of not only not getting that outreach and mobilization, but when they do get it, it often, or at least historically, has not been sincere, or it's been ill-informed, or a lot of assumptions made, particularly around language. So I think there could certainly be improvements. But overall, seeing this level, I think it's a positive move forward. But really, what would make it better, and I think probably be therefore less up to critique or criticism, would be if we'd heard, more substantive kind of statements that were really drilling down into some of the issues. So what we did hear were kind of more general statements, partial answers, and the rest in English. Again, great to see that. But, not just speaking the language, but really giving substantive answers where possible. I mean, then it shows, right, that level of sincerity, but also making the case that I understand that I, need to show that I what my issues are and that I have a track record of being a champion and being supportive.
Well, that's, of course, a fair critique across the board when it comes to
yes.
to how candidates present themselves, not just in connecting with the broad, diverse Latino electorate. Mindy Romero of this California Civic Engagement Project is with us. We'll take your calls as we continue. I'd like to know, particularly if you are a Spanish speaker, either as your first language or you are multilingual, well, you learn Spanish later. What do you think of the candidates speaking Spanish in campaign ads, in debates, at public events? Do you like it, or do you feel like it's, as some criticize, hispandering? 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about candidates for office speaking Spanish to the electorate, try and connect with Latino voters, and how you feel about that. If you are someone who speaks Spanish, do you appreciate that, even if it's not perfect? Or do you feel like there's a degree of pandering that's involved? Kim in Long Beach says that, I just lost her comment. I was born in Italy, but grew up in South and Central America. If candidates are going to make the effort, which I do appreciate, they should probably get their tenses correct. Both O'Rourke and Booker got it wrong. They need someone Spanish-speaking on staff. Katrina writes on the Air Talk page, I'm bilingual. My father is Spanish-speaking only. I think it's laughable when non-Hispanic candidates speak Spanish, especially when they don't speak it well. I feel like it would have been different if Castro would have naturally used Spanish. However, in the case of the debate, neither candidate used Spanish to really answer the question that they were asked. That's sort of echoing what Mindy Romero was just talking about. Or was it Julian Castro also? Okay, I guess that's referring to that from the first night's debate. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Sandra in Riverside. You speak Spanish. What did you think of the candidates using it in the debates?
I really loved it, and I appreciated it. I know that there was, a few problems with the correctness of the Spanish, but I felt that the spirit of it was right on. I mean, when else have we seen that? Have we seen that in former debates?
I thought that we had some I can't tell you who, but I thought in those massive Republican candidates debates that we had some of the candidates who spoke Spanish for brief periods.
Right. And guess what? I am not a Republican, but when I heard them trying, that endeared them a little to my heart.
Yeah, it may have been Marco Rubio, but again, I can't remember specifically. This isn't the first time. I'm pretty confident about that. Sandra, I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, KPCC.org. Chris in Mid-City, L.A., good to have you with us. What do you think?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I mean, I think if they're struggling, I mean, Beto was clearly struggling. It was forced. I was watching it live with my wife. She's Mexican American. She started laughing, and I think that if they're not, you know, if they don't know the language, then it's just really not a good look for them. You know, if you listen to Eric Garcetti, he's almost perfect. He's almost perfect. He's made it a point to learn the language. I can only imagine what other people are thinking about this, in particular, like someone like my grandma, who's only a Spanish speaker. It's laughable. It's laughable. And if they don't know it, they should not do it. It's just not a good look for them.
Okay. So, and what is that bar, though, that they need to cross? Is it perfection? Is it, you know, speaking as well as your grandmother, who's a native speaker, would be? Or, I mean, what point do you think that their Spanish is ready for prime time?
I think grammar is most important. I mean, I think naturally, you know, people kind of will accept an accent. But when you're just making grammatical errors left and right and you're just fumbling over words, Beto was just, it was horrible. And he really has no business doing it. I mean, it's to the point where he shouldn't even be named Beto, because, like, I feel like that's not even, you know, like, it's just not. It just was not a good look. I mean, I laughed at it. I literally laughed at it with my wife.
All right, Chris, I appreciate your call. 866-893-KPECC. Carla in East Los Angeles, what do you think about the candidate speaking Spanish?
Personally, I'm from the U.S.-Mexico border, so I grew up speaking both languages pretty well. And I do, you know, do a lot of translation work myself. And personally, my problem was that the translation was not directly the same. It wasn't a literal translation. Both candidates spoke in Spanish but did not complete the exact same sentences. So for me, that was the issue. I do really appreciate when they speak Spanish and they try, even if their accent is not perfect. That's not a problem to me. It's just that it sort of seemed like it was two separate messages.
Okay. And do you feel as though there is a pandering element to this, or do you feel that it is respectful, straightforward, and you like that?
I think it's a little bit of pandering because they're not translating directly. It almost seems like they prepared a sentence and memorized it and tried to say it exactly how they were told they should say it. It's almost like repeating a part of a song or something. Like, they're not actually being sincere because they're not translating every single part of the sentence, or, you know, to me, that's where the problem is.
All right, Carla, appreciate it. Thanks so much for being with us, hearing from AirTalk listeners, their thoughts about candidates speaking Spanish during public events, television commercials, debates, and the like, as we saw Beto O'Rourke and Cory Booker both speak Spanish a week ago at the first of the two nights of the Democratic candidates' debates. Joaquin writes on the page, every other country on earth praises an American who tries to speak their language and offers you help. Americans laugh and discourage non-Spanish speakers. Poor grammar. JSK writes on the page, compared to the pandering through advocacy of illegal immigration, it's nothing. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org, and let us know what you think about the candidates using this. Grace writes, as a bilingual, bicultural voter, it was cringeworthy, particularly Booker's comments. I appreciate the attempts, but if it's unintelligible, not so much. That's Grace writing on the page. And again, as Mindy Romero of the California Civic Engagement Project mentioned this was broadcast by Telemundo, so you did have a Spanish-language American TV outlet, which also made it even more relevant that the candidates would speak Spanish. Stella in Sherman Oaks says, I'm a Spanish teacher. Beto's Spanish is quite good. He made small errors, but nothing was confusing. Cory Booker was ridiculous with his Spanish. It was indecipherable. Anybody who's made the effort to learn has earned the right to use it, in my opinion. That's Stella, Spanish teacher in Sherman Oaks, sharing her point of view. And Mindy Romero, thanks so much. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts about the ways in which the candidates were received for speaking Spanish. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Mindy Romero, again, is the founder and director of the California Civic Engagement Project. She's also political sociologist at the University of Southern California. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up next hour, a look at privacy concerns over companies that collect your DNA and tell you about your ancestry and potential medical problems.